7 Socorro, online at KUNM.org.
Well, hello, Mr. Matthews and the KUNM listening audience. This is your old buddy, Buddy, up here in our Gulfstream jet. That's why you hear the background noise. Up here high above the Pacific Ocean, we're on our way to a concert in Malaysia or Mongolia, something like that. We're very popular all over Europe. And we just appreciate it. Darling, leave Buddy alone. We're on the radio. We'll be back to you in a second. Hold on, baby. Okay, we heard Jim Turr was being interviewed tonight. By golly, that's fine. He's a good old boy. He's a good little songwriter. He's written some of our better songs. But we just want to say, don't believe a word he says about old Buddy. Because when it comes to Buddy, he tends to go off into fantasy land. So we love you. You enjoy Buddy's records. You enjoy your interview with Jim Turr. But don't you all believe a word he says. All right, KUNM, Mr. Matthews, we appreciate it. See you later. Bye.
And welcome to Ear to the Ground. Ear to the Ground is KUNM's weekly showcase of local music from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, from points north of Taos to those places south of T or C, and all across the somewhat clammy heart of New Mexico. Good evening, I'm Matthew Finch. Now, we started the show with that very important phone message we received from the artist globally known as Buddy. Buddy's buddy, Jim Turr, is our featured guest, and we'll be getting to Jim Turr, a conversation with Jim Turr, and also we'll sample two of his three just-released new CDs. I think there's so much material in there, we might take some time next week to sample the New Mexico album, but we'll hear Turr's thoughts about songwriting, about satire, and about survival. On this extended visit featured guest Jim Turk.
I used to have three cars while most of my neighbors had only two. Now one's been repossessed, so I'm a little more like you. No longer am I the star trying to be the humble guy next door. I guess I've been downgraded, now I'm Standard and Poor. Remember in the Bible something about evil usury, but after paying 10 times its cost, they took away my big TV. Now I got no credit either for getting groceries at the store. I'm a little more like you now, yes, I'm Standard and Poor. I still enjoy Rush Limbaugh telling me about you slobs, how you'd make something of yourself if you just get a job. But I'm not the big shot up the street so admired anymore. I missed a couple payments, now I'm Standard and Poor. Yeah, I used to be exceptional, but I'm afraid not anymore. I'm just your average slob now that I'm Standard and Poor. Yeah, I guess I have to say I'm nothing fancy anymore. I'm just like you and sort of blue, I'm Standard and Poor. Yeah, I'm afraid I ain't almost rich and famous anymore, but I gotta leave for work now that I'm Standard and Poor.
Little topical action for you, Ear to the Ground listeners and fellow New Mexicans. That last from Jim Turr on the new CD, Don't Get Me Started. We'll be talking to and about and listening to more of Jim Turr's music in just a few moments. And with that, let us begin our featured visit for this edition of Ear to the Ground. And it is with the songwriter, satirist, comedian, and country star, Jim Turr. Jim Turr has just released three CDs all at the same time. Why would anyone do this? We're about to find out. Let me first give you the coordinates here. There are three CDs. Don't Get Me Started is number one. Hebrew Nashville is number two. And the third, which we'll partake of next week, is New Mexico Sky. All three of these you can find at jimterr.com, T-E-R-R.com. And you can also check out some of his other work at the Blue Canyon Satire .com site. And that's where Turr has assembled quite a hearty following, primarily for his topical work as well as his video work. But it all comes together in the person we're about to sit down with. We tried to sit down with Buddy, but if you were listening at the beginning of the show, he was far, far away and simply sent us a little message on the phone machine. So let's get into this now. These three albums comprise a lot, all original work, a lot of brand new work, and some golden oldies. And we're going to start off with topical golden oldie. At least it should be a golden oldie. The problem is the issues it addresses ain't old at all. So let's go right now from the brand new CD, Don't Get Me Started, from Jim Turr and Tonsils in Taiwan.
Got my tonsils out in Taiwan, my gallbladder out in Greece. Took a side trip up to Sweden to fill some caverns in my teeth. Saw a doctor down in Denmark and a specialist in Spain to see what could be causing me this dull but steady pain. Took a trip up to Toronto just to buy some little pills. Thought I'd died and gone to heaven when they handed me the bill. Went to Norway when I noticed that my eardrum had a hole. Got back home just in time to watch the Super Bowl. It's been a brutal year, but man, I'm glad I was overseas, where you can see the doctor when you really got a need. Where people, they live longer, babies also like they should. I guess they call it healthcare, and I guess they got it good. Broke my arm in Amarillo, went to Cyprus for a sling. Cut a callus off in Cuba, and they didn't charge a thing. Went to Britain for my itching and to Iceland for my eyes. Irish intern pulled a hairball out of me to my surprise. Got a mole removed in Malta, stomach stapled up in France. After I began to notice that I couldn't zip my pants. Fixed a hernia in Hong Kong and my leg in Liechtenstein. When I got back to the U.S. I was feeling mighty fine. This here's a land of plenty, and plenty's what it takes to get some health insurance in these old United States. I just know I shouldn't have to go bankrupt or on the street if the cancer comes a-calling, as it might for you or me. I ran into my congressman, said, "Your Honorable, would you mind taking 20 minutes, if you ever find the time, to figure out some health care that would work as good for me as what you fellas got yourself in Washington, D.C. So if you get appendicitis or a splinter in your hand, I hope you're in New Zealand, Libya, or Switzerland, or somewhere else where they have somehow figured out a way to keep you upright till the good Lord says that it's your day. Hey!
By seeing some graph, some list of, I remember now, it was a list of countries I saw that had better health care and better health care outcomes and better health care cost and effectiveness and all that than the U.S. and child mortality rates and everything else. And the U.S. was very close to the bottom of this list, including below all these so-called third world countries. So that was the inspiration for the song, and I just kind of threw in the diseases that rhymed.
But from our perspective, or from a DJ's perspective, a number of people here at KUNM were looking for songs that address the healthcare crisis, mm-hmm. which is still a crisis. And we were looking around and we couldn't find anything except, you know, a line here or a line there, but very few, but no songs that were going right into it and saying, this is worthy of a song.
Mm.
And then made a good song out of the need, which is, I think, a different issue when it comes to satirical material.
Well, thank you. Well, I've written so many songs, you can usually find something on any subject from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had a good track. I used to record, that was recorded at the studio of my friend Rick Mena, called Ricky Recordos in Santa Fe. And we used to do stuff live there, and for a long time we've been using the Band in the Box computer system, which provides all those live tracks, good sounding real tracks, and however well you can put them together. And he's very good at that, and he adds guitar and he adds harmonica in that case. And I used to get very good sounding tracks with him, and that had a good groove. That has a good groove to it.
Well, when you're sitting down to write a song, it's not like you're sitting down with the newspaper or watching cable TV and saying, okay, what rhymes with Occupy or what rhymes with this or that? My impression is that these songs are coming from a deeper inspiration than just, oh, let me be topical because it's Tuesday.
Right. Oh, yeah, I wish I had somebody ask me to write a new song every day. That'd be a great gig for me. But, well, there's just simply more than enough in the news and in the world to annoy the hell out of me and inspire me every day in the satirical realm. So there's no shortage of material. And then in the straight country realm, which is the other thing I do, there are a lot of songs I just get ideas for and think, well, that'd be a great country song. And that's my other big quest in life, is the serious mm-hmm. or commercial stuff.
Well, the commercial stuff is you're rolling out a number of CDs, really three in sequence, I guess is the best way to put it. Now, the first is the one that's out now, Don't Get Me Started, which is a collaboration with Buddy,
mm-hmm.
who's someone who's been on this air more than you have, I think.
Yeah.
But then we have the more serious one, New Mexico Sty, which is Jim Tur and Friends, and then sort of between the two of them is the Hebrew Nashville.
See how that throws you?
Yeah.
Supposed
that,
to.
Well, it worked.
Can you believe nobody got that name, Hebrew Nashville, till I got it?
Premium cuts of Kosher Country, 20%, and Straight Ahead Heart Ripping CW, 80%. So, in a sense, I'm talking to three people here, all with the same agent.
Well, I don't know, other than Buddy, who is his own separate in his own world. It's all me. I do write and perform both the comedy and the serious country, and they're both parts of me. I've always been a country, been a country fan for many decades and like the really traditional country, and I try to write that. I'm always trying to write the country hit because that's the business. That's actually where the money's made in this business. If you can write a country hit and get it recorded by one of those people, that's still worth a good $1 million. And I know several people who have made that kind of money on even one country hit. So that's my gold ring. What do you call it?
Brass ring.
That I'm always trying for. And I love that, genre. So, and Hebrew Nashville, to talk about that one, I kind of try to explain on the cover that it's not mostly like Jewish shtick, like Kinky Friedman and like one other album I did a long time ago called Chicken Stock, which is a Jewish version of Woodstock. It's not that. It's got a couple kind of funny Jewish country songs like Son of a Rabbi Man, which is an old classic that a lot of people like, and Man of Constant Souris, but it's mostly really straight-ahead country, And the name is a gimmick to try to get it out and around Nashville and have people hear it and have producers hear it and say, well, that's a good song, but I could certainly do it much better than that. And so I will. And then I would accomplish my goal of being a successful song. And I have had songs cut that I've published, by Hank Williams Jr. And other people like that, but not that I've written. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Is it accurate to say that in Nashville these days there's sort of a roster of country cliches and that one is almost encouraged to go choose one, you know, the Bad Girl song or the Fishing Hole song or the Mama, I mean, there's that old, you know, Mama Jails and Trains.
Well, some people might have said that was the old cliche. Now the new cliche is we're country, we love God, we've got a great out here in the country, and we're better than you, and it's a whole genre that somebody has given it a name, which I can't remember, but it annoys me. And I've done songs that satirize that. In fact, Kosher Country on the Hebrew Nashville album is just a little turnaround of that.
Mama cooking blintzes in the kitchen, Daddy making sure the roof's on tight. He and I are going to town for BLTs, long as Mama don't know it's all right. The Rosenbergs just up the road are picking klezmer on the fiddle and clarinet. The Katzes and the Coens are still feuding, Lord. Thank God none of their buckshots hit us yet. We're in kosher country, the birds are singing free. Kosher country, that's good enough for me. Grandpa going on about the big war, says serve your country if it makes some sense. Listen to the sales pitch with an open mind, but trust no one, including presidents. Reminding ourselves this right here is home base. Don't care about the NASDAQ and the Dow. Not interested in Sony-Apple mergers, long as we got a garden, some chickens, and a cow. We're in kosher country, the birds are singing free. Kosher country, that's good enough for me.
Anyway, I avoid that. I don't worry too much about it. I think there are plenty of interesting subjects and sentiments. And being me, they're all slightly off center. They're all slightly off the main track. But that I think could make it big. And you know, you have to remember, if you think back to the Roger Miller days and so on, there used to be a lot more novelty songs in country. And I contend and I hope and I wish I believe that there is still that potential, just not that many people are doing it. But every now and then one pops up, like there was a country song a few years ago that was very popular called I'd Like to Check You for Ticks.
I love that song.
So,
and that was done by like one of the big, big names in the music.
Whose name I can't remember.
What, Brad Paisley maybe?
Something like that. He's a good writer, by the way, and a great guitar player. But a lot of those voices start to sound the same to me now, and a lot of the sentiments do, and the emotional range, you know, runs generally from the gamut from A to B, as they say. But every now and then an unusual, interesting, or old-sounding song comes along, and that's my hope, you know.
And in country music, as in a lot of commercial genres, there's always a moment where something that has been forgotten or something from the foundation of that music sneaks back in, and all of a sudden, it's like every 15 years or so.
Exactly. Randy Travis and that sound. And if you remember that song, Blue. Blue, I think Leanne Rimes' big hit song. Very traditional, early 50s sounding song. I happen to know the guy who wrote it. And even when people were requesting it tremendously on radio and buying the hell out of it and requesting it, radio still wouldn't play it. They had to be almost forced to play it because it was in their head that it was just too old sounding. Well, people said otherwise, you know. So that happens every now and then, thank God. Because a lot of what I write is I see as Tammy Wynette type era stuff, which I think could still be popular. In fact, with this new kind of little hit I've had with this singer over in Las Vegas, I've really gotten going on the idea of doing a whole album with her and maybe another female artist or two that I know of female songs, country female songs, because I write a lot of them for some reason.
Well, one of the things that I notice on Don't Get Me Started, which is a different kind of album, is that you're duetting. You've got a female voice in there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she's singing with you. There's spoken word. But there's also this song that really stands out as just being of a different quality from everything else. And that's the sort of domestic moment. I think it's Take 15 Seconds.
Oh, uh-huh.
The
song Take 15, yeah.
Yeah, Take 15. We're gonna listen to that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come back, tell us about the genesis for that.
You know what?
What?
You're a little wound up.
Me, I'm not wound up. You're always egging me on with your...
Now, listen to me. I know politics is serious, but it's just about killing you. I think you need to just take a deep breath and take 5 now and then. No, how about 15?
15 minutes? I can't spare 15 minutes for nothing. I got places to be, people to do.
I don't mean 15 minutes. I mean 15 seconds.
15 seconds? What can I do in 15 seconds?
You just sit down, take a breath, think of the world at peace. Everybody fed, healthy, with clean water to drink.
What's that? Some kind of socialist vision? The strong survive, baby.
Yeah, I know about all that stuff. You wouldn't survive 2 weeks if you'd been born in...
Hey, let's not start that stuff again.
My point is, you can afford to set all that stuff aside for 15 seconds about all those ignoramuses you think are trying to tear your country down.
I'm not going to give up my principles for 15 seconds. I must ever remain vigilant.
Just leave all that baggage at the door. 15 seconds. Believe me, it'll all be there for you to pick back up when you're finished. Just do like I say. Just
take 15. Little break in your routine. Do you go back outdoors and pick it up off the floor? Now take 15.
Now that didn't kill you, did it?
No, it was all right. I was thinking about, hey, I gotta get back to it. I gotta survive in this world. Don't wanna lose my bearings, my principles. Can't afford to.
You can't afford not to relax and lose your bearings now and then, baby. Your bearings are killing you. Just let it all go now and then. 15 seconds won't hurt you. Like I say, it'll all be there for you to pick back up. Non-judgment day is coming. But for now, just take your little 15 seconds now and then and let it all go. Like this. Try it again.
Yeah, take 15. A few seconds in between. Your self-righteousness trip. Relax your mind, unload that clip. Take 15.
Hey, baby. You there? You must have conked out on that vision of a better world or something. Yeah, it'll do that to you. I'll just leave you there for a while. You're better off. I enjoy you more that way.
Yeah, I'll take what I can get. This will take 15 out now.
I think the idea came from a kind of a deep inspiration I had about seeing how wound up I am and a lot of people are. I'm on Facebook a lot and I see some of the same old political harangues all the time. And I thought, well, you know, I'm no Republican, but at the same time, I see a lot of the dialogue on both sides looks the same to me and it's just anger. And I thought it's got to be important for us, me, let's say, to disengage every now and then and just say, take a breath and say, okay, either what do we have in common or just forget about it for a while And I came up with the idea of just dropping it for like 15 seconds at a time, like a 15-second meditation. So that's where the idea of Take 15 came from, and that's exactly what the song is about.
I seem to remember Otis Redding doing Your Country. You're from the Georgia Woods. That's good.
Correct. That's what inspired that song. If I'm going to do them on radio, you can do direct parodies. But if you're going to sell them, you got to change it enough that it's not exactly as. So I hope I got the flavor of that of Tramp. Tramp being the song.
Right.
Otis and Carla. And that was the inspiration, but I trust I changed it enough that I'm not in copyright trouble on that.
With Marilyn Pretty.
Marilyn Pretty. And this is one of the great things that's been happening. Since I moved to Las Vegas, about my hometown, Las Vegas, New Mexico, about 7-8 months ago, I've been on a tremendous creative streak, writing and recording and everything, and I got this program for myself, this Band in the Box, which I use on computer to create these tracks, the newer ones. But it came down to, God, do I have to go to Santa Fe to use the singers that I know there, some of the great singers? And in searching around, I've come across some great people in Las Vegas, like a fantastic piano player named Kevin Zernig, who used to be around Santa Fe. But he lives in Las Vegas, so he's right there, and we've done some stuff together. Marilyn Pretty, I came across. She did a fantastic job on this. You know, when she did it, and you hear my track there, that wasn't even my final track. I was just giving her the lines to cue off of, and the mic wasn't even by me. But when I listened to it, number one, she did it great, although she did it in a little lower key sort of manner than Carla Thomas did hers, but it works for everybody. And my part, which I wasn't even intending to use as a take, I just used that. It sounded kind of offhand. So it all worked out great. You know,
and it also sort of felt like she's in one room, you're in another. You know, you're sort of like a couple who's been together who are talking, you know, across the house as couples
well,
we're
do. About 3 feet away, but that can sound that way in the recording.
It gives that impression. But
she was closer to the mic, that's why.
But here's what makes satire in a way more effective than just a topical song, because I've heard topical songs that try to make this point, but it's one person who's basically patting you on the head and saying, there, don't get too angry. And James Taylor for a while was doing these really condescending songs to all of his broken fans who remembered him when he was broken. And he's like, I'm fine, you poor little thing, things will get better. Mm. He lost a lot of fans that way.
Oh, wow.
Because people felt like he had ceased to relate and ceased to be himself. But instead of taking that tack, what you do is you create a drama and a comedy, and you, for me, this is an important message for anyone who's sort of swamped by politics to take that 15. Mm-hmm. But you're doing it in a way that I think is much more generous.
Well, I appreciate that. I am a victim of the insanity, so I share that, and I don't have any peace of mind to offer anybody. And I certainly don't have any musical skills like James Taylor, so.
Well, I just got offline, and I'm feeling so fine. I must have had 30 or more emails from friends. Lord, where will it end? So much love from these folks I adore. Well, to be totally frank, fewer from banks offering great mortgage deals. And three, maybe four, were a little hardcore with a chance to enhance my appeal. But even with a little spam, I thank God every day for this way to keep in touch with friends with so many things to say. Little known facts about unnatural acts, so much I never did know. Do they have email in heaven? If not, I don't want to go. Email me some love now. Tell me the truth, is anything so uncouth? Could a person be more of a mess and to chatter and such, and say stay in touch, but don't have an email address.
Good Lord.
Now God clearly meant that an email be sent anytime that you have a thought. And if your inbox ain't scoured 5 or 6 times an hour, then you ain't doing all that you ought. How could I ever stay in touch without my ISP? To let my friends know I'm alive and to find out who loves me. I plumb forgot how to use the phone, and the mail is way too slow. Do they have email in heaven? If not, I don't want to go. No, if I can't log on at saintpedro.com, then I'm not sure that I want to go.
Again, you're a satirist. You write comedy songs, some of them novelty, some of them just mm-hmm. really solid songs that have humor, as it, you know, a lot of great country music does too. But if we put them all together, we have to talk to Jim Tur's agent and how a working musician moves this material and what moves in what way. I mean, does YouTube work for one style of music better than for another?
Well, there are a lot of questions in there. Jim Tur doesn't have an agent. Jim Tur used to be very energetic and organized, and people used to ask me to be their agent, but now I can barely get the songs out, and I need an agent. And I think I'll tell you, like I always say, the one time I made some money that I'd like to be making all the time was on that song that you like, I know you like, called Do They Have Email in Heaven? Which is a kind of both a novelty song and possibly a legitimate country song. And that was out, and like, for instance, that was the number one song in all of podcasting land, the number one comedy song for many months. It must have been getting millions of listens, hits, and so on. And do you think one person bought the album? It was linked to the album you could buy. That was the point of podcasting. But not one sale. So that's the challenge. Everybody gets their music for free now. But then a guy comes along one day who heard it on podcast somewhere, presumably, an expatriate American from Switzerland, who had a website that would connect you with, after you're dead, it sends emails to the people you wanted to send emails to. It's called Heaven's Mail. And he heard, or Heaven Mail.
You mean this is his business?
Yeah, and he heard the song, and he says, "How much would you charge me to let me use that as a jingle?" And instead of naming a low price, I named a high price, just for the fun of it, several thousand dollars. And he said, "Fine." I said, "Hey, that's easy." And he even paid me extra to do a video of it. So there is a video on YouTube, and the YouTube videos, it's great fun, and I do video, and that's kind of how I make a living. And I do a lot of music videos, and I do all that. But the music videos, even when they get up to a total of almost 1 million, which they are now, they don't seem to sell songs. So the answer to the question is I haven't cracked that mystery yet. But when somebody comes along and hears something and wants to use it for a jingle, I think, well, that's how I could be making my living, because I certainly have a lot of songs like that.
But the idea that you would create a pay-for-play podcast, or that you would run, you know, advertising on your site and try to make money off the hit count, that's not something that fits into your...
It would fit. I really just... And I always am hoping that some young web-savvy genius will come along and wants to do that for me or with me and split the profits. But I can't figure it all out. I have people keep sending me articles how to make money on YouTube, and I look at them and I get flummoxed, and I don't know. I'm just admitting I can't get that part together. Mm-hmm. But there's probably some way to make money on this stuff.
Now, how does the countryside work? I mean, the countryside, you have connections in Nashville and the country world, and then you're sending your songs as demos that go to
right.
other people?
I don't have good connections. I used to have better connections. And but that, as I said, is the rationale behind the Hebrew Nashville album. The tricky title is that it's not really a Jewish shtick comedy album. It's really more straight country songs that I think could get cut. But by calling it Hebrew Nashville, I'm hoping it gets circulated in Nashville and gets heard out of curiosity, and that these songs, which are mostly straight country songs, some artists are going to say, or producers are going to say, I could do that. And as I say, I know that I know from people I know that a good country hit is still worth, can be worth $1 million bucks for the writer. Forget, I'm not talking about the artist, I'm talking about the writer and the publisher, which is me. So that's why I keep cranking them out, and people keep investing in my songs, and that's how I was able to do these albums, and one of these days, hopefully, it'll hit.
Mm.
I was making a little list when my woman came in. Looked over my shoulder, put her hand upon her chin, said, darling, do you really plan to get you a tattoo? I said, darling, what's this darling bit? And didn't you say we were through? Oh yeah, she said, but are you really gonna get tattooed? And what's that say? You're gonna go bungee jumping in the nude. And pointing to items 5 and 6, she said, you can't be serious. Swimming the Nile River and climbing Everest. She didn't comprehend what I was writing. What happens when you plumb give up on fighting? Darling, can't you see, I said, what traits all these things share? Plus stealing TVs from Walmart and cubs from a grizzly bear. What they all have in common is a simple thing for sure. There are things that you can do when you don't care anymore. Wrestling alligators, eating 5-pound steak. Maybe I'll dye my hair bright blue and sleep with a rattlesnake. Go up in a lawn chair with balloons until I reach the sky. Anything to make the time tick effortlessly by. Yeah, I'd have scaled the highest mountain, swum the deepest sea, eating 300 oysters if I thought it'd bring you back to me. But now they're all just great ideas of how to kill some time, while I sit back and care no more that you're no longer mine. So don't let the screen door strain you as you head on out the door. Leave me to what I do when I just don't care anymore. The ideas for my idle days is really all this is. Perhaps I should just send them in to somewhere like justdon'tcare.biz.
Jim Turr. We've been talking to Jim Turr and listening to two of his brand new 3 albums. Been listening to cuts from Don't Get Me Started and from Hebrew Nashville. And we'll be back next week Jim Turr, in addition to those two, has also just released an album of New Mexico-specific songs. And I decided to save some of that material for next week. We'll use it at the front or back of the show. New Mexico Sky, the new CD, will be celebrated with a kind of CD release party in Las Vegas, NM, a week from tonight, 7 p.m. at the Plaza Hotel. And remember, you can keep up with Jim Turr, one-stop shopping for all of his work. You have heard of BlueCanyonSatire.com, but really the place to go for all of this information, JimTurr.com, Turr, T-E-R-R. Don't forget the Native Jam Night at the Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque, Thursday the 10th, starting at 7 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting it, but nothing exceeds the excitement of the event itself. Los Plateros, Shelley Morning Song, Saving Damsels, and Native Roots all together for one night only. That just about does it for us. Adan Aguirre standing by, ready to unbuckle you and hit the accelerator for Route 66. We'll leave with one more cut from Jim Turr and Buddies, Don't Get Me Started. See you next week.
Scary. Information is power, so keep the media in check. Hey, Jennings and Rather, what we make, and they'll figure what the heck. As long as they run what we supply, the boobs at home will see just what will keep them hypnotized in front of the TV. Bosses of the world unite, solidarity in our fight. Thank God the stockholders have no clue how we're ripping them off too. They chat upon us long enough, the Naders and Hightowers. So what if Michael Eisner makes 200,000 an hour? Fair is fair, and we'll be there to stand shoulder to shoulder and never feel a twinge of guilt till we get a little older. So hang on to that corporate jet, the chauffeur, and the yacht. We've worked so hard and we deserve almost everything we've got. Pensions, bonuses, stock options, golden parachutes and perks, and private dining rooms so we don't have to eat with jerks.
This is New Mexico's community-powered public radio, KUNM and KUNM HD 89.9, Albuquerque, Santa Fe.